So, Mark O'Connor, you're not only coming back to Spokane, but you're bringing your family. Tell me about the family band and a Christmas show.
Yes, we are very excited to do it. And we've been actually touring the Christmas show with at least with my sons since inception 8 years ago. And then one by one, more family members have joined the tour. My wife, Maggie, and my daughter-in-law, Kate Lee. And so there's four of us, and we found ourselves on the Christmas tour in 2014. And then we decided to also form a band together, the Mark O'Connor Band, as it is called now. And we have a brand new album out just this week called A Musical Legacy.
So it's kind of nice when Christmas actually gets the whole thing going, isn't it?
It was a wonderful way to do it. Matter of fact, it was my son's first professional stage experience. And I was thinking about, you know, I needed a mandolin player and a guy to sing a couple of songs. And I asked Forrest if he would be willing to try it. And now he's a full-fledged professional musician out there, a Grammy winner, as is the case with the whole family. Our first album won a Grammy for Best Bluegrass Recording.
It's always interesting putting together a Christmas show, the new, the old, the what to do. What, you know, what kind of do you do after doing it for 7 years when you put together a lovely show?
You know, this one is perhaps my favorite. We've done two performances so far in North Carolina and Tennessee. And now we're out here on the West Coast playing in Portland and a few other places before we come to Spokane. And, yeah, there's my album, An Appalachian Christmas, which was released 10 years ago. That's my perennial favorite, the one that has James Taylor on it and Jane Monheit, Alison Krauss, Sharon Isbin, Renee Fleming, Chris Thiele, and a whole host of other artists, guest artists. And so one of the things is I look at the album every year and see what of it I want to put on stage that year and what to, you know, maybe hang back and wait for a year or two and recycle it back in. And then looking at new Christmas songs, arrangements that I'll do. But I love the old classics, and we've even got a few new songs that we're adding to the mix. One of the change-ups this year is that I'm playing four instruments on stage. Now I'm playing the fiddle, the guitar, mandolin, and now mandocello. And the mandocello is the instrument that I've had since I was 14 years old, and I've arranged three of the Christmas songs to include a mandocello part. So it's really been beautiful to put the tour together.
And when you go back, when you mentioned back to you when you were 14 years old, give us, we've heard a lot of it and some of us remember it, but give us a few of your stories of growing up in Washington State and occasionally coming to Spokane and your relationship with this area.
Yes. Well, I was born and raised in Seattle, and I started showing signs of musical talent when I was a little kid. And by the time I was 11 and 12, I started to travel around not only the Northwest, but around the entire country, entering fiddle competitions and guitar competitions. And I remember in Spokane, it was the home of the Northwest Regional Championships for fiddle. And I think later on it moved away, and then I think it moved back or something like that. But the years that I was entering as a teenager, we would go over to Spokane. Also, there was a bluegrass band that I collaborated with a lot, Custer's Grass Band out of Spokane. And I remember doing many shows with them through my teen years. It would have been, you know, age 12, 13, 14, right in there, the very time that I had that mandocello. So, you know, my my Christmas times up in the Northwest were full of music, playing music around the tree, and having folks come over during the holidays to play with me and jam with me. We didn't have much. You know, we were a poor family, but music made the difference. It made each holiday a very rich one.
And kind of back to the idea of how to put together a Christmas program each year. Is there anything about our civilization right now or anything that made you say, oh, I think maybe we need this song?
You know, there's one thing that we can always talk about during Christmas time, and it's giving kids the gift of music. And I remind our audiences, many of them parents themselves, many of them grandparents, to when they're thinking about, you know, a gift for little Johnny or little Susie, what about a musical instrument? You know, what about paying for music lessons? I remember a person that was my dad's friend, my dad's boss actually, who paid for me to have music lessons for 2 years. And what a gift that is to a young child. So I remind people about that, and some of our songs go right to that, the heart of the matter. You know, like there's a song on Appalachian Christmas called "Now It Belongs to You," where we talk about, in the lyrics, we talk about the passing down of the fiddle through the generations, which is a time-honored tradition, especially in the South. And that's how, you know, American music was perpetuated, through family and through generational giving. And our culture has broken down somewhat in those ways. But it would be, I think it would be something that our audience and, everybody within earshot of us could really get a hold of, is that, you know, more music and music lessons for children, and I think that would help our culture.
Yeah. Wow, thanks. Mark O'Connor, who's coming here with his family band on the 10th, Tuesday night, the 10th, and so many sides to you. Certainly we have all of your wonderful classical recordings and your large compositions you've done, and then you're coming to town with your family band, and you've begun an awful lot of education levels in the course of your life and career, your camps and your different ways to train musicians. You're so versatile. Do you have any new tricks up your sleeve that you've been leaning on in the last year or two?
Well, I'm speaking of the music education, I continue to work on and roll out more of the O'Connor Method, a series of books to teach students how to learn how to play the violin and fiddle and viola and cello using American music with its creativity and its cultural diversity and its diversity of musical settings. Inclusive of orchestra, but there's so much that American musical literature can give the student, especially beginning and intermediate, and we are seeing a huge sea change out there. Right now, tens of thousands of children are learning how to play the violin using the O'Connor Method books, and that's growing, by the week. We have our national camp in Charlotte in the summer, and for those of you interested in knowing more about our musical education efforts, O'ConnorMethod.com is the site. And Maggie, my wife, she makes these beautiful ornaments and necklaces using violin parts of the tail pieces, the bridges, and pegs, and she'll hand paint them. And we'll have those at our shows for sale in the lobby. And proceeds for those go to our scholarship program.
The world of music has traditionally had the two tribes, the music readers and the by-ear players. And I think I know this answer, but illuminate the way that you're uniting those two tribes.
Well, I think that's the real secret, is to unite those now. For a long time, there seems to be either ear players or sight readers. But, you know, in the old days, in the 1700s and the 1800s, most string players were able to do both. And so I think it's the training. We got away from kind of musical and artist training and into technical training for musicians. And, there's some benefit to that, but I think we've lost a lot. And so what I want to do is kind of revamp that idea, where kids can do it all. They can be able to read music and play by ear and improvise as well. And we're doing it. And it's the results are beautiful.
Mark O'Connor and the Family Band will be here at the Fox, which is on Tuesday night, December 10th. You've not played the Fox yet, have you?
We were actually there last year. We swung through the Fox for the Christmas tour, so this is our repeat performance. And then years ago, I played at the Fox with the Spokane Symphony, one of my concertos. So this will be at least the third or fourth time, and I love that venue, and I love the audience in Spokane. Some of them do remember me back when I was 12 years old, which is always a kick to meet those folks out in the lobby afterwards at the meet and greet. And we hope to make Spokane a tradition. I mean, the Northwest seems like a perfect place for me to come during the holidays, since I have so many roots up here, and everybody loves an Appalachian Christmas concerts that we put on, and so it's just a great match.
Well, we'll look forward to Tuesday night and your visit. Thanks a lot, Mark O'Connor.
Thank you, Bernie. Thanks so much for listening out there.
in my